By permission, here on the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, February 9th, made possible by the people at 21 North Main, sellers of used, rare, and out-of-print books, and supporters of national literacy campaigns. Research by Richard Mosher. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Straight ahead, we go sailing.
If you enjoy life on the rolling sea, you might want to consider joining a new sailboat club in Jacksonville that allows you to become a member without owning a boat. After a checkout, members can take out boats at any time and also crew with other members. Jack Feeney founded the club after sitting down at his kitchen table one day, bemoaning the cost of maintaining his boat.
Well, originally I had one little sailboat, a Catalina 22, and we were happy with it and had fun with it. And then my wife was expecting our twin sons. This is going back about 4 years now. And the boat didn't get a lot of use because she was unable to sail. And I was sitting at the kitchen table. I couldn't justify owning the boat any longer. And I was writing a for sale by owner ad for the boat. And at the last moment, I thought, why don't I just advertise for some partners? And that would defer the expense of owning the boat. Well, I put the ad in, and the phone jumped off the wall. And I realized there was a lot of people in the marketplace that wanted to own a boat but didn't have the resources or the skills or the experience to own a sailboat. But they were more than willing to own part of a sailboat or participate in a club where they could learn about sailing, get some experience, and that's how we began with, I guess it was four people and a handshake.
The club now has about 40 members, and the number of boats has increased to 5. These boats are at different locations around the city.
I have a boat in Mandarin, in Orange Park, Ortega, St. Augustine, and this spring we have reconditioned a new boat that's going to be going to the Intercoastal Waterway near Beach Boulevard.
When a person joins the sailboat club, they're checked out to determine their competency, and although lessons are available, new members with basic sailing skills do not need lessons.
I hold a master's license with a sail endorsement, and before we will turn you loose on a boat, you need to go out with me and show me that you have proficiency. The limits of what you can do with the boats are really the limits of your skill. We have people who take the boats overnight or do night sailing. I've had people take them on vacations for, you know, a week. But there are certain boundaries that if you pass those boundaries, you need to show proficiency.
The club recently teamed up with Voyager Ventures, and the alliance offers the thrill of sailing on an old-world schooner.
That's an exciting program. We have an association with a tall ship that sails out of Fernandina. They are a 100-foot schooner. It's a replica of an 1840s Packard schooner that would go up and down the East Coast. And they do daily trips for the tourism trade, people visiting Fernandina. Well, it takes a number of hands to actually run a tall ship like that, and they're always looking for extra hands. Well, it seemed a natural solution. Our folks are very eager sailors and looking to learn, and the Voyager has need of extra hands. So we formed an association where our people can crew on that boat. It is a replica. It has a large diesel engine down in the bilge, and that's about the only modern convenience that you might say that it has. Other than that, it is all manual labor, block and tackle work. And when you're sailing it, you know you're working for the day.
Members go out on weekend trips, enjoying the convenience and camaraderie and sharing the chores of running a boat.
Well, it's interesting because what we'll do is, we'll take a boat from Jacksonville to St. Augustine, and With a sailboat, you're at the mercy of the wind and the currents, and the Jackson, the St. John's River actually flows both ways, so there's a number of timings that you have to do. So we'll form up little teams where one team will take the boat from, say, Mandarin to downtown Jacksonville and turn the boat over to the next team who will take it from downtown to Mayport, and we'll work the boat down to St. Augustine over the course of a long weekend. We've gone to Lake George, we've gone to St. Augustine, we're planning to go up to Fernandina this coming summer. We have a large event where we take all the boats in the club and we sail to Green Cove Springs for their Memorial Day festivities. And they open the docks to us and give us a tour of the city, and we have a club dinner, and then we all raft out and watch the fireworks and sleep on the boats for two nights and then sail them back. So it's those types of events we do. It is a one-year commitment. When you join the club, you sign up for a year, and after that, it's a month-by-month agreement. We bill you each month. There's no initiation costs. We ask you to pay a first and last month. If you do want to pay up front, which a number of people have done, then I toss in a 13th month for free. It's a fun, affordable way to get involved with boating, particularly for those people who want to own a boat sometime in the future. I'd say about a third of my club are future boat owners. And it's something I didn't expect when I started the club, but every time I pull a boat out to haul and clean the bottom or to repair sails or things like that, I've got 8 or 10 guys standing there with scrapers and sandpaper ready to help out because they're looking to learn about boat ownership so that when they go on to buy a boat, they have that experience. People can visit our website at www.sailboatclub.com. That also has links to the Voyager. And our phone number, obviously, if they're interested, 886-7244.
Jack Feeney, the founder of the Sailboat Club of Jacksonville. And once again, if you'd like the club's phone number, it's area code 904-886-7244.
Thank you, Ellen Monroe. And now we join Hamish McEwen at the Comer Gallery.